Good morning, this is Kerry for Present Moments, and the emotion that I want to look at today is feeling stuck. You know that feeling of you've got lots on, you've got competing priorities, you've got things you want to do, but you don't really have the motivation to do them straight away. They're not kind of deadlines that are pressing on you, you don't have to do things, you're not quite sure which way to go. Feeling stuck feels heavy, and it feels like it, no matter which way you move, there's going to be other things to do, so you just kind of stay and look around, and that's where I'm feeling right now. I feel like there's a few things that I know need my attention, emotional things and work things and fitness things and all the other goals that we have in life, and I'm not quite sure how to make a first move. And so the project management technique that I'm going to use is called a change request. And this is a form that's used in businesses. And it's a kind of memo type form, which if you want a change in your business or a change in your product or a change in your service, you might fill in this form and give it to your manager to just kind of outline what you want to change, and the reasons, and what it's going to cost in time and in money, what priority is it, what constraints are there, just to give them a clear picture of what you want to change, and then that would go to your manager, and they would either say yes or no, and things would move forward from there. So I thought it was a good one to use on this feeling stuck. So I'm going to go through the form and just kind of outline where I am with it. So the first thing, items to be changed. So the item to be changed is feeling stuck. I want to change feeling stuck. The description of the change. So the reasons for the change, first of all. It feels uncomfortable for me being stuck. I'm a person that likes movement and progress. My kind of highest values include things like productivity and kind of getting things done. So it feels uncomfortable for me to be in this sort of stuck place. I feel a bit powerless. The benefits of making this change would be, the benefit I want is kind of clarity of direction, the feeling that small steps are accomplishing bigger things, that I'm on the right path, that I'm focusing my energies and attention on the areas that need it most, that will have the most benefit for me and for the things that I need to do. And the date required, so I would like this to be soon. This is an ongoing kind of process, but I'd like to see some change within 1 week. So the estimated cost. So I know I need to make this concerted effort. So this is going to cost me some energy. And I feel that I have that energy, but it's just I just don't know where to put it at the moment. So I'm willing to make to sort of pay the cost of what it's going to need to change this feeling of being stuck. And time. The estimated time. So again, I think this is ongoing, but I think I need to embed it into everything that I'm doing at the moment. And maybe this feeling stuck is quite fleeting. I don't usually feel like this. So yeah, the time is kind of ongoing but concerted effort now. Priority. So this is a high priority for me. As I mentioned, one of my highest values, one of the things that I really value is being productive. It makes me feel good, it makes me feel in control, and it makes me feel kind of on it. You know that feeling of being on it? You're like, yeah, I can do this. I've got my coffee, I've got my laptop, I'm doing it. And then the feeling of accomplishment afterwards, and then you just want to do something bigger and better, and it's exciting, and I love that feeling. So this is a high priority for me. And the constraints, the impact on other things, impact on other deliverables, or implications of not proceeding with this. I guess if I feel stuck generally, then that means that everything stagnates a little bit, and I'll probably end up dwelling on everything. So any kind of priorities in my life, so sort of work or fitness or my family or how I look or the people that I see, all those different kind of things, I guess they will all sort of just stagnate a little bit, which isn't, stagnate's a horrible word, isn't it? I don't want to be in this place for long. So the next thing would be the change evaluation, which I think I need a little bit of time before I do that with you here. But the things that this change request form has made me think while I'm filling it in and while I'm thinking about this idea of being stuck is that maybe I need to shift my focus a little bit away from me and away from, oh, I'm feeling stuck, I don't know what to do. If I do that, I worry about that thing, or, you know, I need to change my focus and just think, okay, just do. Maybe you just do. So the things that you need to do, just tackle them one at a time. Choose an easy thing first, and then a hard thing, and then an easy thing, then a hard thing. That's a good way I find of getting stuff done. I think I'm going to make myself a short to-do list and do all those things. And I think I'm going to kind of underestimate what I can do so that I know that I get it done, and then if there's more time, then I will do that later. I've got several things planned in today that I know are going to make me feel better and make me feel like I am achieving. I have a session with my life coach, and I have a fitness class that I plan to attend. So I think just doing these things, you know, maybe I will still feel stuck at the end, but at least I'll have accomplished something. And that's what, that's the kind of place that I'm heading for. That's what I want to get to, that feeling of accomplishment, that feeling of clarity. Okay, so fingers crossed, today will be a good day, and I will kind of challenge myself whenever I feel stuck in that way. Okay, bye.